past and future are thought forms. Nobody has ever touched the past except in the present moment as a memory, a thought form, but only in the now. Nobody has ever met the future. You can't, because there is no such thing. And humans live as if it were more important than this. Of course, it's a form of madness, but it is so normal that nobody questions it. That's how everybody lives. You watch TV, they're all doing it. It's so normal. So you get lost. There are many aspects of being lost. Lost in thought. Really, that's what it comes down to. Because past and future are thought forms. So we are here this evening not to add more information to our store of knowledge, because everybody here has more than enough knowledge. It's not that. No more knowledge or information needs to be added to you. If I tell you that the present moment is all there is, that's not really new information. But you might say, oh, that's a strange thing. Yeah, that's right. But then you know that you always knew that. So it can't be new information. Of course you knew that the present moment is all there is. You must know that. So we are here not to add more to our mind, to our thoughts, but to access within ourselves a deeper dimension of consciousness, one could say, a deeper level, a deeper dimension of consciousness that exists in every human being, no matter how lost they are in thought and time, and past and future, and doing the next thing and the next thing. And you never get there. When is it all going to end? When am I going to arrive to make it? Just this little bit more. And you never get there. Because you're so identified with the movement of thought that you're never here, present to life. So we are here to access a dimension of consciousness that one could say is in every human being, even if they appear mad and confused and in turmoil inside, in every human being there exists a deeper dimension, deeper than thought, a dimension of consciousness deeper than thought, that occasionally breaks through the density of thought. In most humans, it occasionally breaks through that deeper level. And those are moments when that breaks through, when you suddenly feel intensely alive. You feel an inner peace and aliveness. You might only, the mind might say, I feel so happy, but it's deeper than that. And that you might then remember as a wonderful moment. And then it gets covered up again by the movement of mental noise that most people are completely identified with. Nothing wrong with thinking, of course, but if that's all there is to your life, the movement of thought, the incessant mental noise, which even psychologists who are not interested in necessarily, some are, but interested in spiritual things, have discovered that most of human thought activity, 98% of it or so, is completely repetitive. The same old thoughts. And you are forced to think them again and again and again. And they become you. You are those thoughts. That means to be identified with the old, those old thoughts. And those thoughts are their filter through which you perceive reality. And through those old conditioned thoughts, you judge and interpret the world around you. Other people, events, what happens. But it's all the old conditioning, the old thoughts, reactive patterns, which are part of that. So that your entire sense of self, of me, is bound up with the activity of thinking, plus the emotions that accompany those conditioned thoughts. Conditioned from childhood on and through cultural surroundings, your childhood, conditioned even genetically, conditioned by the whole history of humanity, mentally conditioned. People carry that conditioning around and identify with that as me.